Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go through some things that, even though Washington's coming off a big win, and even though at home twice they've blown out pretty bad teams, we're still tracking and a little bit concerned about. We're going to call this "yeah, but." So the way we can do this, Danny, is yeah, they're 2-1, but you can call us with your "yeah, but" at 800-636-1067. I'll give you my first one.
Okay.
Yes, I'm excited, and the Commanders are 2-1, but the injuries are mounting. Secondary, specifically, corner and safety. Quarterback, knee, big brace. We're going into game number two where maybe he's not around, and we don't really have any updates. The team's not giving any intel at all on what's going on with Jaden Daniels in the knee. This is a dual-threat running quarterback who, if he had a game today, would miss a second straight game, probably. So, yeah, they're 2-1, but last year injuries were never a problem. This year they're already becoming a dilemma. You've lost a defensive end for the season. You've lost a running back for the year. Yeah, but these injuries, man.
They're 2-1, and I'm much happier about that than if they were 1-2 or 0-3. That's obvious. But the last 2 weeks they've allowed an average of just under 300 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, no picks, and they're one of 3 teams that has not forced a turnover on defense at all. They are vulnerable through the air. That's before some of the injuries in the secondary. So now that you have those, how much more vulnerable are they? Thank God they've played 3 teams that are very concerned with the number of runs they call. Run the dang ball. Every run against them right now is a favor. They're 2-1, but you can throw on them at will.
Yeah, they're 2-1, but Matt Gay is going to cost them a game here if something doesn't change pretty quickly. Yeah, they're 2-1, but this kicking situation is a problem. He has missed half of his 6 field goal attempts. He missed 2 of his first 3 field goal attempts. He has now missed from inside of 40. The first 2 were 50-plus. And yeah, they're 2-1, but he's also booted a ball out of bounds on the kickoff, where he struggled, if you remember, keeping the ball in bounds in the preseason a little bit. He's a Pro Bowler. He's won a Super Bowl. This is a guy that was very, very good at one point in time, and you give him a little bit of leash here, but it's been a struggle in the kicking game. It's one of the only weaknesses on special teams they've got to this point.
They're 2-1, but the pass game has not really gotten going the way that you would like to have seen it. And Jaden Daniels is now banged up, as we know. Great chance he misses his second game. He and Terry McLaurin had 2 practices together before the season started. Now McLaurin also is banged up. McLaurin himself, 3rd leading receiver on the team, well behind Debo Samuel and Zach Ertz for those honors. They haven't gotten going. I don't know when they're going to get going now that they both have some nagging injuries.
Yeah, they're 2-1, and I'm thrilled about that. But this wide receiver position going into the week is a bit of a mess. What if Terry's out and Noah Brown's not back? And now I'm talking about Chris Moore on one side and Luke McCaffrey on the other, with Debo in motion and doing his jet action backfield stuff. Yeah, they're good. They're 2-1. They've pummeled a couple of teams that weren't very good. But wide receiver was thin as paper to start the year. They only kept 5 guys on the active roster. It wasn't until right before the season that they called up Chris Moore from the practice squad to make six. And you're losing two of your top three in the first 3 weeks of the year, potentially? We're going to miss game time? Let's go to Zach in Stafford. You can call us at 800-636-1067 for a little yeah, but here. What's up, Zach?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm saying, yeah, they're 2-1, but it's trending a lot like last year where the quality of opponents that they're beating are like bottom half of the league teams, and we're losing to all the playoff teams.
Yeah, so the sample this year is obviously one game in that capacity, but your point is your point, which is this is how it went last season. Now, people will still try every now and then to knock them for last year as if they didn't beat Tampa on the road in the playoffs or Detroit on the road, which was such a signature awesome win in the postseason. I know they got blown out in Philly, but that was two really damn good wins.
Yeah.
Playoff wins, those matter a little bit more. Those are weighted. But his point is correct. I mean, last year, if you look at it, their only true quality signature victory against a winning playoff-caliber team was Philly, who led them 14-0 when Jalen Hurts got hurt. And then they beat Kenny Pickett the rest of the way in that game. But that's a good one. Yeah, you're 2-1, but your wins are against an 0-3 Giants team that just benched their starting quarterback, whose coach might get fired imminently. And a Raiders team that is 1-2, that has a new coach and a new quarterback and a bad defense and a terrible offensive line and is probably going to finish last in the AFC West. That's reasonable.
Absolutely is.
Now, and I'd add to this, sorry. And you played the Packers, the one time you played a game against a team that is playoff bound, and they bludgeoned you. Like, you didn't lose, you got embarrassed.
Now, we can have a conclusion like that after a bigger sample. It's not their fault that their first three games feature two teams that are going to pick in the top seven.
Absolutely. But I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just saying, dealing with the reality of what's happened.
100%. Here's another yeah, but for you. I thought coming into the season, I think a lot of people did, that this offensive line would be a strength, given how they added Larry Tunsil, they traded for him, they drafted Josh Connerly in the first round. We're already on two new starters, and the guy that we thought was going to be a Pro Bowl left guard was inactive this past week. And Connerly, now, granted, he's had to go up against some really, really good players at defensive end, but a lot of teams have really good players at defensive end. It's a premium position where people pay a premium for it. This is why we're here. That offensive line is in flux and hasn't been as strong as we thought just yet.
See, I'm trending up on the O-line in a big way, especially after this week. They just dominated in the run game again this week. I mean, they completely destroyed the Raiders' front, and to Josh Connerly's credit, zero pressures allowed for him this week via PFF. Now, there was one play where, you know, he's blocking down and like Crosby comes across and goes and gets a sack or whatever. But 0% pressure rate on, it was only 23 pass snaps. There's a lot to kind of pick through here. One, nice bounce back outing for him. Two, awesome job by Kingsbury insulating him better this week.
Yep.
Game situation helps. You're playing from in front. You're running the ball. Also, play calling helps. They ran the ball 55% of the time. It was the fifth highest run rate of any team, any game this season in the NFL. So that's a factor as well. They also did some cool things with unbalanced lines, bringing Tunsil over. They had heavy looks where, you know, a tackle was playing tight end next to him. Like, all of these things helped Connerly out against Crosby, but it's exactly what they should have done. But to your point, Laremy Tunsil's got one of the best grades as a pass blocker in the league. And the two guards they elevated, yes, they've made changes at those two positions, so that's one way to look at it. The other is, those guys both kicked butt this week. I thought Wiley was really good, and Chris Paul was a big, strong man, was very solid as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.